tukusabira kyekyo okutuula ku mukono gwaffe ogwa ddyo nga tulamula emisango.
Kitiibwa kya Mukama, nange kusabira kimu muwangale ennaku zonna muggulu si mukeeraokutya
Mukama kwe kukyawa ekibi.
The fear of the Lord is the rejection of evil.
Era bw'oba ogamba nti otya Katonda,
and if you claim to fear God,
bw'ogamba atwala eddala ekitiibwa,
and you say that it takes the glory,
oba olina okukyawa ekibi.
You have to eat evil.
Gerasule yomunana,
like Proverbs 8
onyotandikolo kutano
from verses 5
paka 15 agambi,
and 15 he said
okutya Mukama kwekujawe ekibi.
The fear of the Lord is a rejection of evil.
Mukakase okulabikanga atya Katonda,
prove them that they fear the Lord.
Bwana mukakasana akabonera ko kushawe ekibi.
If they prove with a sign of hating evil,
nokuchirekera ddala,
and totally leaving it,
obutachikola nate,
never to do it again.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omugamba akakase eggulu n'ensi,
tell them to prove the heavens and earth,
ddala atya Katonda,
that they have God,
bw'amala okukyayira ddala ekibi,
after they have hated evil.
Olinnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Master Jesus.
Kale Mukama abawe omukisa.
God bless you.
Webale kukubiriza muganda wo.
Thank you for encouraging your brother.
Kubanga ekyo kirimu okutaasa omwoyo.
It involves saving their spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tukyagenda mu maaso n'olugendo lw'eggulu.
We're still moving on with the journey of heaven.
Era nga tuli mu bwakabaka bw'emunyeenye.
And we are in the kingdom of the stars.
Tulaba ab'amasaza.
We are seeing principalities.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abakulibwa sitaani.
They who are ruled by the devil.
Weyasibibwa omubaka kati akulembeddemu ye Jezebel.
He who is bound, the one leading him is Jezebel.
Era nga ono akulembeddemu bamalayika bonna abaagwa.
And is leading all the fallen angels.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
N'abo bamalayika abaasigalawo.
And the remaining angels.
Abataasibibwa.
They were not bound.
Naye nga twalaba mu Peter ekyokubiri.
But we saw in 2 Peter.
Esula eyokubinula okuna.
From verse 2.
Yabasinga ku bamalayika bano baasibibwa.
That most of these fallen angels were imprisoned.
Ate ku bikulu 8 ne tulaga nti abamu bo basi 18 abamu baasigalawo.
And Revelation 18 shows that some of them remained.
Naye ne bateekebwa mu buyinza bw'ekkanisa.
But they were put in the authority of the church.
Okusibisa abo.
To cause them to be bound.
Ekyagambibwa nti ketunaasiba ku nsi.
That's why they say whatever you bind on earth, even in heaven it will be bound.
Ketunaasumulula.
What you will lose,
nga nayo kisumululwa.
It will be loosed in heaven.
Era nga bino twabitegeddeko.
In this we got to understand them.
Wategedde nti tulina okusumula baganda baffe.
We understood that we have to lose our brethren.
Olw'amakomera sitaani
yabateekamu. For the prisons the devil has put them within.
Ate n'okukwata abo abaali babasiba.
And to capture them who had bound them.
Nabo bennyini basibibwe.
Those that will be bound.
Nga be bamalayika abaagwa.
And these fallen angels.
Bamanyiddwa ng'emizimu.
They are known as demons.
Oba emyoyo emibi.
For the evil spirits.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tugenda kubanga leero twongera okumanya.
Now we are going to keep on knowing.
Baani be tugenda okwegatta nabo.
Who are we going to join with?
Okusakula bano.
To hunt down these once.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga twawulidde.
For we heard.
Ekitebe kyabwe ekikulu mu bwakabaka bw'emunyeenye.
Best in the kingdom of the stars.
Nga bwe tusoma mu byawandiikibwa
ebitukuvu. Like we read in the holy scriptures.
Era ne tusoma n'ekitebe kyabwe ekirala ku nsi.
And we read their second best on planet earth.
Wansi mu nnyanja.
Under the sea.
Ezekiel 27 bw'atunyonnyola.
Ezekiel 27 explains it.
N'ebifo ebyenjawulo.
In the different places.
Era nga ku bikwa 18 ega.
And Revelation 18 says.
Tibajjudde ensi.
That they are filled with this world.
Tebeebaka okujjako nga bamaze okukola akabi.
First sleep until they have done evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now because of that, we are going to do everything possible not to make them able to fulfill what they have planned, to kill their plans, but we are going to be joined on the armies of the angels who are terrifying them. They who can terrify them. That they will hunt thoroughly in the space. They will hunt down on this earth. Every place where these evil spirits are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on. We last covered yesterday that angels are workers together with us. And I told you we're going to see these angels. They have to join us in hunting down these principalities and capturing and imprisoning them in the bottomless pit. That is the topic we're going to last cover on this aspect concerning principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We went to heaven to see how heaven appears, the door of heaven, and the questions on that door. Yes, we have praise Jesus. But we wanted to first wind up what concerns principalities. What is beyond you find in what we start on Tuesday and Wednesday. As we study certain schemes on God and His church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But today we are going to see they will terrify them. Now we, as we put on our combat, we are going to stand on the commanding posts and begin to command them to pass through and terrify these fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
Bible has said that the angels, they are there to fulfill God's word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Psalms 103, verse 19 to 22, they are there to fulfill God's word and the will of God as they hear His voice, just as we heard in Revelation 22 verse 7 and 8 and 9, and Gabriel says they are workers together with the whole of the word of God. Praise Jesus. And we heard in Hebrews 1, verse 13 and 14, angels are ministering spirits who they were going to inherit salvation, and they are there and they desire to serve us. But because we've been handling it ourselves and we are serving ourselves. What it means serving? It's to say you've sent someone that they may bring some things for you, or that they may take some things for you. That is the serving.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It means we can send them to set free different people, or to bind for us these spirits, or to bring us what we need. That is why they are called ministering spirits on today. As we are going to see them, let us first begin from Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, from verse 7.
Abibulania esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Abibulania esura esoka olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
Hebrews 1 verse 7.
Era ayogera ku bamalayika nti afuula bamalayika be empewo n'abaweereza be ennimi z'omuliro. Naye ku mwana ayogera nti entebe yo ayi Katonda yalubeerera emirembe n'emirembe, n'omuggo gw'obugolokofu gwe muggo ogw'obwakabaka bwo.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
makes his angels winds or spirits.
He makes his angels spirits. And his ministers a flame of fire. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now we can make it possible to make them just like wind, and they are within the space and you can never see them. And when he wants, he makes them like pillars of flames of fire, and they appear. Remember Israel when they were coming from Egypt going to Canaan. We saw angel in the pillar of cloud during day. That was Michael walking on the white horse. And we saw the pillar of fire in the night. Those were the angels of fire walk on the pale horses.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now because of that, that God,
He
knows we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle with the spirit, evil spirits. These are the fallen angels. Now what He does, He has to send the spiritual realm, they who are of spirits, the angels themselves, and send them in a war, and they point and they can see these evil spirits. For it is known proper, the wrestle not against flesh and blood, the wrestle with principalities and evil spirits. Now because the warfare is spiritual, between us there are ones who are fighting. When you command, they go in the spiritual realm, that they can fight with the enemies. Perhaps we really see them with our physical eyes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But these angels, the Holy One in the Jerusalem city, whom you are about to cover,
They are there
to remain as ministering spirits
to us. And as
if we get to enter the spiritual realm,
and we have gotten
out of the body, we are standing
here, but we
can command and what happens in the spiritual realm.
They are
the ones who stand in the spiritual
realm.
And most of the time,
they
cause a trance on us.
And you've been
praying
here,
and you see the war is progressing on.
I don't know whether
I've understood
me.
After we've stood well,
we
shall begin praying
here,
and another will go in the spiritual
realm. We
pray as they are seeing things happening, and the war is progressing
on.
That is how they are
things
after we've stood well,
as
it is required of us.
But verse
13 it says,
Hebrews 1 verse
13.
Naye ku malaika kiggwe yali ayogeddeko nti, tula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo, okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo. Bonna si gy'emyoyo egiweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olwabo abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Asati maruka kasibwa.
If it's proven,
that we are going
to inherit salvation,
we
must enter heaven.
These
ones are sent
to the angels and they begin
to serve in our midst.
This
means
what? That
the war we've seen of the principalities
and their
entire prisons
and
their actions,
if it
means these
angels,
the war is going to be very easy.
That is why the
acts of the apostles
were so much,
for they had the Holy Spirit and the angels
involved. They
never fought with the flesh and blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For they knew
they
other passed the spiritual realm.
Now
they needed these our colleagues, the angels,
that they may
enter the spiritual realm
to
terrify these evil spirits.
For it may
perhaps be on a human being and you can't
see it, but
an angel can see it.
They can terrify
them and hone down where it
is. And we need
to see of these people who terrify the fallen
angels.
The fourth craftsman.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In Zechariah 1, verse 18.
Zechariah Esula Esoka, no linyiri ore kumino munana. Zechariah Esula Esoka, ore nyiri ore kumino munana.
Zechariah 1, verse 18.
Nenyi musa amaso gange, nentunula, ilalaba, amayemba ana. Nengamba malaika yali ayogera nange nti, gano agomaki? Nanziramu nti, gano, ge mayembe agasasanya Yuda, ne Isirayiri, ne Yerusalemi.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tuwakunyonyola bulungi.
We explained you properly.
Ekigambo mayembe.
The word horn.
Bible ebe kinyonyola ekyo.
When the word Bible explains it, it means spirit.
According
to Revelation
5:6,
when we see our Master Jesus,
and he has
the seven horns,
which means
the seven spirits of the Lord.
But
when we get back to the angels,
because
we have known that they are made spirits,
yes,
praise Jesus.
When
they are fallen,
evil spirit,
they are called evil spirits. If they are
holy, they are called
ministering spirits until they were going to inherit
salvation. Now when they
say four
horns,
which we are scattering Israel,
don't
think that they are physical horns of a cow.
These
are fallen angels.
They
were
four,
but they are not only four.
The
four,
they are the ones
holding most of the organizations in this world.
But
the major, there are in total 10, fallen major who fell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You see
in Revelation 13,
verse 1 to 6,
you see the beast with 10 horns.
Those
10 horns,
they are
the major 10 fallen angels.
Jezebel
makes number
11.
Praise Jesus. But he was the first
fallen angel.
He's the one who leads these 10.
When
they get in the world,
they
can choose leaders, different leaders,
and you call them
the 10 great powers, the G10. And they reign through them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the leaders of those nations, they must be meeting officially with them. And they speak with them. These days they are called Illuminati. They come from what they call the Bohemian Grove, something like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they say, those men called the Illuminati, they don't appear in people, they don't die, they are overliving, and they have and they possess the wealth of the world. That is how they speak it. And we, God reveals to us who are they.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bano,
these ones, they are the 10 major fallen angels who fell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And on these four, they are the ones leading this work down here. When you read Revelation 13, verse 1-6, you search out those 10 horns, and you see them in Revelation still. Revelation 17, you see when the beast that which Jezebel is sitting on. It means Jezebel himself is number 11. For the 10 you will sit upon this beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You'll get back to Daniel 7, you will still see it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the four we see in Zachariah, they were scattering Israel. One alone is responsible on the spiritual issues. To distort, to subtract and add in the word of God, to create religions, the beliefs which seem to have the fear of God within them, the one leading this group of angels in Colossians 2. Let's go and see what concerns this fallen angel. But he's not alone, but he is their head. It is the first horn which was scattering Israel. Colossians 2 verse 16.
Abakolosai esule yoko binuli nyo lukumi na mukaga. Kale omuntu yenna tabanya ganga. Mubyo kulia oba ebyo kunywa. Obo rembaga, obo ruomwezi oguboneka. Obo rasabiti. Ebyo. Chechisikirize echebyo ebigendo okujja. Na yo omubiri gwegwa Kristo. Omuntu yenna tabanya ganga kompera ya mwe. Mkwe wombeka kwa yagala yeka. Nyoko sinza angaba malaika. Nga anywerera mu ebyo byalaba
bano ono avunaanyizibwa okubikola ebintu ebyekifuulanne.
This one is responsible to reveal things which are distorted.
Era nga agenda bulungi n'abyongeramu nga bifaananyiza ng'ebya Bible.
He goes on to add within them and they are just like of the Bible. He subtracts and adds within them. He is the one you hear who is spoken of in Jeremiah 23. He makes different fallen angels, fallen prophets dream, and he never accepts them to sit under God's counsels of his words. He is there to work out different visions, but it is distorted. That is the first horn of sin, which scatters Israel and which scatters the church, which our master speaks of.
That
whoever never gathers with me, he scatters. This one and the group of his angels in his group, they work on that mission of doing different kind of visions, and they reveal things which are ununderstandable in this world to be able to confuse man. And they do like you see in 2 Corinthians.
2
Corinthians 11, 13 and 14. And they masquerade as preachers of righteousness. They masquerade as angels of light. And they masquerade as preachers of righteousness. This one is the one who leads them. Like they have told you that they visit the people. And they pretend. They put different
religions.
Let's proceed on where we covered. We last ended.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
tubadde tukyalaba amayembe ana agasuura Isirayiri era nga tulaba abaweesi tugenda kuba tuyongera okulaba abaweesi kuba bamalayika abajja okufefeta.
And we're going to see the craftsmen, the angels who came to terrify the four horns.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
But
we had been explained of the first horn,
fallen angel,
and is the first fallen angel.
Among
the ten major fallen angels, we are first to fall. But this one is responsible for distorting the Bible, to subtract and to add within it. And now they are being led by Jezebel, the first fallen angel, and joined the devil. Now this one, as we last covered in Colossians, and is responsible in the messing up of the church, that they may scatter and they don't gather together with the Lord Jesus.
With
the Master tells us in Matthew, Matthew 12, from 28-30, 29 says, he who doesn't gather together with me is my enemy and he scatters. This one we have named among the four horns, the ones we've seen in Zechariah 1:18, they are among the ten major who are on the beast in Revelation 13. But this one told is responsible in distorting the written scriptures. He is responsible of that work. Here it means what? Here is where different religions and beliefs come from. And each one of them, it promises where it is taking people. Others, for example, the Adventists, he told those ones
they will first
go to hell and they will get out when the trumpet has been sounded of the Lord Jesus. And the full gospel, he told who claim they are born again, they too are first going to go to hell. Jesus gathers us in heaven. These ones are gathering, casting in hell. According to the Lord Jesus, Hebrews 12, verse 22, he says, we will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Our Master gathers in heaven. These ones are scattering in different places. Roman Catholic says, you first head to purgatory.
There are
places this fallen angel created them themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We see our Master Jesus, and he's with the man on the cross, and he tells him, let's be in paradise, which I know is in the third heaven. Now this will tell you they are going to head to another purgatory.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Other religions say, like the Jehovah's Witness, you can be alive in the garden of God on earth. They too have a place to put these people. The garden of God is in heaven. This one tells them it's going to be on earth. Others say, like the Mammon, for them, they're going to build a Jerusalem in America. God says
it's
going to destroy the world. These ones say it will exist. The Muslims, for them they have a Jannah they're heading to. In the heaven they're going to be marrying 70 virgins. God is going to be either is seeing how men are into funny things. This one is the one leading in all the things you see. When he gets into the wizards, he tells them, we're going to join on the winds of your forefathers who died on the mountains and in the hell and the ground. That is how it is.
But
this is the first horn does that.
Or this
fallen angel among the ten. Even though they have brought out the major four horns.
And
we last covered on the Colossians. They told us like this. Colossians 2:16.
Mubyokulya oba ebyokunywa oba olw'embaga oba olw'omwezi okuboneka oba olwa ssabbiiti
akolera nnyo mu bintu
ebyo
ssabbiiti byakulya
ebintu bwebyo
tuli mbakolosaayi esula eyokubiri olunyi lwa
17
ebyo kye kisikirize ekyebyo ebigenda okujja naye omubiri gwe gwa Kristo omuntu yenna tabanyagangako mpeera yammwe mukwewombeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga ebifa n'okusinzanga bamalayika
kati bano bamalayika
now these angels
abako bebajjanga bemulira bakristo
aboobulimu they want to come like the false Christ
abakola ne bannabbi
aboobulimu and they work with the false prophets
ibinja kikulemerwamu ono
it is a group led by this one
uje tuyise ejembe erimu ku mayembe galyana
this one we've called the first horn among the four which scatter. They come different Christ and they appear in different religions.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
the different beliefs.
Yes,
and Jesus appeared to them. But these are the ones doing this conmanship of claiming to be Christ. When they see they don't like Christ and they come like Gabriel
and
they forge messages there and they scatter people. They don't make one religion. Even they believe they don't make one. They have to say each one has been scattered in each on things. And we've been seeing that the things they put, all of them have an image of worshiping God, but they don't reach in knowledge and understanding. Everyone is where they are as if they understand. Everyone has some right and wrong things, and they are mixed like that. But the second horn, it works on politics. The fallen angel, the second among the four craftsmen, they who scatter, they are majoring in politics to create different wars which are ununderstandable, different political parties and groups, and you beat yourselves within those groups.
And
each one scatters his own party where he is. When you look at the movement and they look at the DP, Democratic Party, and these ones are not so much on beef, and they look at the FDC and they fight. Each one supports his own. But they don't remember the head politician who is the head is one. That's the father. Whatever they are voting, they are wasting time. And it says every leader coming on this world, only the one God wants is the one who comes on. For whether he is harsh, whether he is peaceful, it depends on what you have requested. And your request, it doesn't base on what you speak. It bases on your actions. If you want to read in 1 Samuel 8, I have given you a king when I have
power,
and he will do A, B, C, D to you. And they say, give him to us, his ours. He said, they have rejected you, they have rejected me. But who was within them encouraging them? This second horn among the four horns. We have to vote, we have to vote. But the chief professional in this
Jezebel
thing, Jezebel, is the one who leads them. He can handle spiritual, political, everything.
He's
the one who campaigned in the campaigns, in Judges 9. Everything spiritual he had connected them. Now, if you want to know, the second horn scatters how? It's within politics. You begin to read 1 Samuel 8 and join in Judges
9.
You will see men who are leading in politics. They are very, very wild murderers. They train assassins, but the hearts they have. They tell him, you're going to kill this person, don't ask why he is dying. You shoot him down. After that, they give you another mission.
Politics,
politics is full of only deceptions. You can deceive and deceive people, even the things which are clear that you're deceiving.
And each one
has his mindset. You cannot be one-minded. You are scattered. People to settle at least when you voted and agreed. But still the heart remains rejecting it. That is not my leader. If you want to see how this
fall,
if you go in spiritual, you have known how they do it. When you come to political, you have known also how. You scatter each one has his political party. And everyone is mindset. And everyone the one who wants
to fight.
And you have so much madness within you. You can dry your tongue and begin to stone each other. But who is pushing you into it? The other demon is behind. And anytime the nation reaches to vote, you know fallen angels who are led by the second horn, they have arrived. If they hit you with tear gas, you will be attacking your red while something else has taken over you. You see why we started the things. We shall beat all sides. If you know spiritually do this, and we attack them there. In the politics they do this. Every nation voting, we enter in a warfare here. They laugh blood in that moment. You can support someone and you get mad and you step on others and you kill them. You no more have control over yourselves. First surround the one you're going to vote. And they fill you with their
powers.
And everyone feels they want to press each other to touch him. The one they are pressing is dying, but he's also saying, I have to touch him. That is the one doing that. Remember, he's not alone. When we shall reach Jerusalem, we shall know the numbers of them who were born and the one who remained. And we shall count how many they can be. They were in each group. But they are very numerous enough. When they see the leader on, he's not working so well for them. He's refused the evil to enter the nation. And they will pass through his enemy and they will support the enemy. And they begin to bring chaos within the nation. And they put hatred among the people towards the leader on. God helps you enter the vision and they are seated planning how they are going to do the things. You can wonder. And you say, we see genocide in the nation. What is happening?
They
put groups like these terrorists. They're the ones who enter them and they take away the spirit of humanity. And it comes, it's like a beast. It's with a bomb, it's going to be to explode with it. That is the one leading in those things. The fourth angel among the 10 angels who fell, he works on scattering politics. He scatters via politics. Right from the chairmen in the villages, LC chairman, local councils. A Muslim is the one who leaders, a Catholic, a born again from the village on the grassroots. Due to your husband and the wife, but you hate each other. How dare you support that man? You fight home because of politics.
And
if your support is what I've left your religion, I've gone to elsewhere. He scatters to himself elsewhere. Even your children raise them yourself. But it's politics. Now the third one. He's responsible with the clans. Which you call the social systems. Social system. Social. He's the one who instituted clans. He instituted the clans we are seeing. Everyone has to be scattered in his own clan. Are you of my clan? That's how we are in the world. But remember, there's a holy clan. All of us have to be when we are one. They are not easy. They try to see those clans. If you dare mess up, they have told you are of the clan of the dog, and you eat it, they beat you, and you get sick of sickness. You have to accept that that is your plan. You want to restore the unity of God,
but
we know God says we are one. Ephesians 4. But this one, he began his work in Genesis chapter 4. And he put a mindset in Cain,
even
Abel, and refused to connect with each other. Each one has to do what they want. That's how it began. And the clan things began. But the other was chased. He went to begin his own. Even the one Adam gave birth to, each one said, the clan of that one, they are hard, they killed our brother. They were even cast of that clan. These nations, you are Msoga, you are what?
You
have to put in hatred. You begin to tell yourself words which are foolish. A Msoga understands that 45 years. You have to hate each other. You put with words. Every nation has its own things, and they have intention where they fight with the others, but themselves they don't know who is working within them. But the third fallen angel, he handles the social field, social relations. And he tells you open. If you want to be afraid of this one, you have to first fight. If you fail to be scattered, you get to be friends. That talk is even in the people. You can't be with your friend, you will not fight with him. First fight. Me to be your friend, did we first fight? If they don't beat each other and they fail, they never become friends. Another gets the other, another hates another position. And these nations, you see them existing in tribes. I don't know whether in heaven it will be like that. For God says you have to be one person. Colossians 1. From verse 19 to 20. He has to create within him one. This one is responsible for that. Every time he institutes new clans, you can even get hunger and you say, I'm going to begin my fresh new clan. Me, my clan is the dust. I am not going to speak much about that. For the time we study on them, we don't have it. When we shall study the call of the nation, we shall hint on the 10 one by one and what they do. There is this fourth one. The fourth one is in financial field. This one in bribery and corruption is in financial field. And you begin to put families on a specific work. You have to hate each other. Each one scatters with another, they don't connect with each other. This one is the one who leads the other route. which sources sin from the devil.
Money.
He needs the money. For there is no business buying and selling without him. And he's the one who brought the idea of money when they sat under upon the triangle to invent money. He's very not good in business. Even though Jezebel can handle all of them. That's why in the Bible there are many scriptures which reject you measurements which are not balanced, profits which are beyond normal. Ezekiel 18 explains it. Praise Jesus. This one is within business and financial field. Everyone wants to get money to rule over another. You cannot be one. The poor to be where they are, even the rich will be in they are there to scatter. They even entered the church, these ones you see. To separate the rich and the poor. The chairs they sit on, and they separate from the others. They are in finances. But this horn is held that direction on that mission of running the financial field. Is within this KCCA of Uganda. Every country has its KCCA tax collectors. But they are very wired. They get money from you and tomorrow others come to beat you when the other who took the money is among them. This had ended this short man to go to heaven, Zakiah. That is the spirit upon them. It connects with finances. It is not alone. They are very many. But he's the one who leads them. Everyone is scattered in his own way. If they are not getting finances, you are in the social system. And they can capture you in all of them. Whether in the spiritual, this would have been their four corners of them. Jezebel is in the middle. She's the like chief cornerstone. Now these ones are their corners. This fifth one in the middle. When we get it in a religion, you would never think again to enter it. They are called the five pillars. Who brought them? That is the dark garbage of those ends. Now the other six who remained, they are in the health system. There are six. They are weak more than the others. Health system. They gather blood, marrows. To take where the Jezebels gather from. And don't just go to the hospital, they tell you operation is just accepted. You first prove that it is worth it. Gathering life. They are working on gathering life. It is within blood. They have to be the human beings. As the others, these ones are full time in the people. They are drinking from people. They eat from people. They gather as they take down there. Those are the six who remain, you see. It's healthy. You must see that you get totally destroyed. You must see that the world is full of disease and sicknesses. Those diseases which authority has been given over us. They can even enter people and they make sicknesses in them. And they give them wisdom, invent this kind of disease. And they inject it in the people. They must die early when they have not repented. These ones go on the heads of the doctors. No matter how much you cry, and the doctor looks at you, and you're dying, you're going, and he tells you first bring a million, then I'll treat you. And doesn't mind.
And the ones we see in Matthew
10, authority given over us, all sicknesses which they bring, they are on the herald
system.
The sickness you see in the world, the six are the ones who do them. They have a laboratory in Bermuda Triangle to invent sicknesses.
Even
the medicine they have when it is very expensive. Because the problem they have found in bringing these sicknesses, they again captured their workers so much. Because of their
doubt,
they bring their medicine. They who have to go deeper, they can get healed. They create what we call the abortions.
There is
a woman they passed through in America.
Human Rights Commission.
They call human.
Human
rights.
They
create good things. It's like a company, but behind there, the ones involved in it. If the man to get homosexual, he's free to do that. After they claim do good things, don't kill an animal. Even animals have been given rights, and they think they are very good people, but they have a lot of sins and evil works.
They're
in the health system, they are six. They are not easy. They are the ones who make people get paralyzed. Others on their heads, others they have sucked blood out of them. Other sicknesses are moving on spreading. They are the ones in those systems. Now these ones, this when you pass sicknesses, they can scatter people. And you avoid your other fellow people when you don't want to get closer to them. For they can get too much sick. And you see HIV and you
said,
no. Me, I cannot even eat food with that one. Now because of that, I want you to first know of the four we've studied of. Why in the spiritual? Who are in the financial field, who are in the politics, and who are in the social field, the relations, they who created and instituted clans, and they're the ones who put all the norms. Praise Jesus. Now when you enter this warfare, know the five subjects they are holding. Spiritual, that is the church. There's politics, there's financial field, there's social relations, and the healthy field. You get those pillars, and you pray for them always, and you know who make this chaos within them. For in the healthy, God ends up saying we shall never get sick when we get home in heaven. We shall never cry again. But these ones are the ones who have gathered cryings all over the world.
When
you hear people crying, this one has this and the other. Fallen angels, the six ones. And then within this world, reigning in different nations, the principalities. But they have told you, and there appeared craftsmen. Let's get back to Zachariah. All that was and appears in the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible. If God helps you and you see through this teaching, and you first see through knowledge, it will help you even to see the spiritual, how it moves.
Zechariah 1:18. Era laba amayemba ana. Nengamba malaika eyali ayogera nange nti agomaki. Nansiramu nti gano ge mayembe agasasanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusalemi. Mukama n'ajolesa abaweesi bana. Nenkyogera nti abo bajja kukola ki. Nayogera nti gano ge mayembe agasasanya Yuda omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kuyimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasaggula okusuula amayembe g'amawanga agayimusizanga ejjembe lyabwe ku nsi ya Yuda okugisaasaanya.
Era kugamba bano abana bazze okusaggula. Ekigambo
kusaggula
kitegeeza ne bwe kintu kiba kibulidde mu
nsiko,
waakiri ogitemawo
yonna
n'ogyokya
onoonyeemu
ekintu
ekyo.
Bwe liba ttaka olisima n'olisengejja
onoonya muggolodi,
kwe kusaggula
okwo.
Kati bano bamalayika abasagguzi baali balabiseeko omulundi guli nga basiba
sitaani ne
bamalayika bali
abaagwa,
wabula twagala okubazza mu
misoni
olw'ekiragiro kiri ekyatuweereddwa tetunaasibanga ku
nsi
ne mugulu kisibibwe,
kati
tulina okubazza mu
misoni
baddemu basaggule. Kubanga era tusuuliddwa
nnyo,
tewali muntu n'omu ayimusa
omutwe.
Ekigambo okuyimusa omutwe
kitegeeza
ba Filipi
3:20
nti ewaffe mu ggulu era gye tulindirira omulokozi waffe
okudda,
nti omuntu addamu kulowooza bya ggulu
balina
omumalirako okumalawo obudde
bwe
n'atayinza kuyimusa
mutwe
okuddamu okulowooza eby'omu
ggulu.
Ebyo bye baateekawo okusaasaanya omuntu.
To scatter a human being.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now these terrifiers. Angels here every day in warfare. Attack here, go here. You go in this mountain, go in the slopes. Go in the territory of here, terrify and
sit
on the heads, under the beds,
in
the gods, with the dedicated spirits. They can hone to wherever the demon is.
In the kingdom
of the stars, under the sea. That is the terrifying they speak of. And in our warfare spiritually, as we enter prayer,
that we
expect God trains all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He us
to pray to be given the prayer of warfare and of repentance.
When
we reach that we are going for warfare, don't go into other things. You know
the ones
you have to attack there, look how. Who are you working with in this war?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
if you say that they are terrified, you're too sure here that you're sending them for that work. You
see,
when they hear the false prophets
in
different false religions, now you've known the fields in the politics, you
send
everyone to terrify those spirits. You've understood that during voting they do those things. Praise Jesus. Now in all that, we shall best always
send
these four angels who terrify. They are there to hunt down. There is Michael and his group. There is Angel Abaddon of the Chains. There is Angel of Fire. And there is the Angel of Measurements and Counsel. Angel Gabriel, we've not seen him here. He's in updating us with messages. The war has approached you, and he envisions you that you fold up, remain moving on. He's there to update us where we've reached. I don't know if I understood me well. We remain being connected on him to see where have we reached, what is lacking remaining, where to touch,
which
nation are they holding on, and there we're going to target. Our Master Jesus, by the time we come back, and your enemies will be under his feet.
Amen.
For Bible says, he put him on the right hand until his enemies
are
put under his feet.
To say
to put under his feet, they are in the bottomless pit. That's where we have to put them. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, and that in Zechariah 6, they tell us this. From verse 1.
Zechariah esule yomukaga nolu nyiriri olisoka. Era nate ne nyimusa amaso gange ne ntunula. Era laba, amagaali ana nga gava wakati w'ensozi ebbiri. N'ensozi nsozi za bikomo. Ku gaali ery'olubereberye kwaliko embalaasi za lukunyu. ne ku gaali eryokubiri kwaliko embalaasi enzirugavu.
Abenzirugavu mbamanyi bulungi.
You know the ones of the black horses.
Boda ali mu kubikuli besule yomukaga.
When you go to Revelation 6.
Onyoro okuna.
From verse 4.
Paka olwokutaano.
On to 5.
Ujja kuba balaba ku ndogo enzirugavu.
You see them on the black horses.
Bamalaika abakansi.
The angels of council.
Abebipimo.
They of the scales.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Boda wali be bali ababira ku ndogo enzirugavu.
When you get back there, the ones on the black horses.
Bano babera ye eri kubala map.
These ones are there to count the map, to read the map in the warfare. And to see we the warfare, we get what we need in life and for serving God. They calculate the boy it is heading here, they read the map. I don't know where they ever sent them in the armies. And the specialist in map reading. Gabriels at the communication towers. They have said, let us attack here immediately. They connect with us where the war has reached and to update the others. They have said, let's attack America. You know people connecting messages? Now our prayer, Gabriel's receive them and they begin to show the others. According to the map reading, angel counts of the scales of the measurements. He calculates. That is the north of this place. That is the south of here. They are numerous, but the speed they work in the twinkle of an eye, they have reached wherever we have read. Every place you show them, they have reached there. We shall try to reach their standards and to hold their codes. Their codes is to say, Anja Badon, seated on a horse, which had the head of a lion. He was a tail of a serpent. Those are their codes.
You
speak the code of the horse, say, what is upon him. Some of the things he has to do, even scriptures you add them.
I mean,
that's why we show them on the horses they are on, that you may know their codes, how they move. Angel of scales sits on a black horse. He who measures the prices, who measures every measurement on earth, you know him very well. You pass through their codes as you pray, as you add scriptures on. Zechariah 6 verse 3.
Ne ku gaali eryokusatu kwaliko embalasi enjeru.
Abali ku mbalasi enjeru.
They on the white horses.
Obamanyi
Michael who is leading them.
Bagala tulaga abawesi
nga bali bana. They are going to show us the four tail fires.
Na yete babera omu.
But they are not one.
Buli omu ne ekibinja.
Each one with this group.
Tujja singa nyo kubamanya nga tuli mu
Yerusalemu. We shall know them when you are in Jerusalem of heaven.
We bakunganira.
Where they gather from.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus. But they too, they are among them, the four craftsmen.
Even
though they have shown you one, each one with his group here, that they may attack. Even though you speak Michael, sitting on a white horse, and your group, and the sword, cut the chains of the enemies, which bound God's people in deceptive religions, in the wizards, in different deceptions, pass through. So, praise Jesus.
So
now, because of that, that's why God has shown us how we're going to fight. Zechariah 6:3.
Ne ku gaali eryokuna kwaliko embalaasi eza kikusikusi ezitobeseemu obwoyo obweru.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Zino wano bakozesa emyufu.
These ones have used red.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
So tumanyi ne bamalaika b'omuliro
nga bali okuli. Angels of fire.
Okuyita
mu. Who are going to pass through.
Tuyina weza kyenvu.
We have the yellow.
Bobo bizinza mu kubikuli
bisuli omukka. When you get back to Revelation 6,
ujafuna order 2.
You will get the right order. When we get Revelations, Revelation 6,
Zechariah 6,
the other Revelation 6, you will get the right order. You will see. You see Mike on a white horse.
Gabriel
also. And you get Gabriel out. You get the next. Angel of scales. You will get him.
And you see death on this pale horse and join him on the wall. The angels on the horse of fire in Zachariah, the language doesn't try to bring it out proper, but in English it's brought out clear. An angel of fire.
Fire.
Those are the ones who terrify. Whom you will be calling in these warfares. Why is it going to be like that? As
the
Bible speaks, it says this.
Second Corinthians 10:4. Kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri, naye by'amaanyi eri Katonda. Olw'okumenya ebigo, nga tumenya empaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu, ekikulumbazibwa okulwana n'okutegeera kwa Katonda.
Jesus
is going to be helping us and bring knowledge in the world.
That
the future has been living itself. They are going to pass through fighting. And it will come to pass a weapon over them. They are not flesh and blood. But they are mighty to break strongholds. Praise Jesus. To break the prisons of the devil which has torn God's people. Praise Jesus. These ones, Bible speaks of them, they were our weapons. In Revelation 15,
we shall
understand when we reach the first heaven, which is in the realm above, in the first heaven in Jerusalem city. Praise Jesus. Let's see Revelation 15. I'm passing through brief. Revelations 15 from verse 1.
Nedaba akabonero akalala muguru akanena akechitalo bamalaika musanvu ngabalina ibonyo obonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mwebutukirira.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
These
are the ones with our weapons.
And
this is if we command on earth, in heaven it will be done. Now warfare,
the
others with our weapons,
don't
be here and you bomb yourself.
Pour fire!
And you're firing yourself. You send the angel of fire,
you
get the fire from the midst of the cherubim.
Then
you put Ezekiel 10. You can even add other scriptures like Revelations, which show the altar of God where it is.
And
you read the codes upon it. Above the altar
there's
the ark of the covenant,
and
the mercy seat above it. Enter right there and you get the fire. You have the codes. Why we give a knowledge that we can speak things as they are?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. And you should have the earth
fulfill God's word, for it is like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why we arrange the things that we know them well. This generation is not going to be easy at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The latter church
must be
the glory God promised.
Promised
in Haggai and said, the glory of the latter church will be greater than the former.
When we look
at how acts were, we have to surpass that glory.
Amen.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That God will come in glory, and when we are worthy of glory.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now,
these angels will be helping us as they have our weapons. But we must be what they told us to have. We have them. For which we have ours, which are not like bombs, but as the angels have chains to bind, they can beat a demon and his limbs until they have captured it without a beat it run. But you in the flesh, you have a combat. You have to clothe and the body you get from heaven. You stand as a soldier within war,
and
that they may not shoot arrow through you. For many times as you pray in those warfares, you may feel an arrow telling you. Those scriptures are.
See how you have
others that God spoke, that
through the prophets.
They are
for God and your fire back.
They
will start, you will hear these voices. You may quote a scripture and they tell you it is Isaiah's scripture. And you feel a spear coming and you bring a scripture, you beat it and you proceed in prayer. If you are a prayer
given,
you may pray and you quote. The devil thought of God has given us what he needs in life. Serving him and for life. And you tell you where are they? And you tell them, I command the angel of casting of the nation, he knows where they are to bring them. You add more fire. That's why they tell you, we do this work. The combat has to be on. And the gospel is strengthened in the foot. You move in the belt of truth in the waist. They bring this, you bring the other. And you have the shield. Just like the arrows, they come through. They can pass through and you wonder. Passing you, at least they throw something within you. They
just
shoot and pierce them with some arrows.
For
if they hit you with the first arrow in the heart and you hump, the war first pauses. The men have been attacking
and they
have been going to capture a demon and you pause them yourself.
You see, we have to bite the
devil and say, now
that is his speaking.
They shoot you an arrow and remind you, send us in the
Lucas
in the bottomless pit and they capture them totally. You may pause the war yourself. You have to remain on track. Even if they tell you, when you're in no fear, you must have put in the combat, which will help you in the war you've entered in. That combat is very important. Let's explain it briefly.
Ephesians 6:10. Mubenga n'amaanyi mu Mukama waffe ne mu buyinza obw'amaanyi ge.
Obuyinza bw'amaanyi mu
the fault of his power you heard is the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga bayogera mu Yokaane
sura esooka. When speaking John 1,
unyolo mwenda paka
lopi verse 9-11.
Abamusembiza n'aba obuyinza
okuba abaana bakatonda. They believed in the given right to become children of God.
Naye bwe tulaba Rumi 8:18.
When we see Romans 8:14, they were led by God's Spirit, by the children of God. That is the authority, might and power. For it's not by a power, not by a mind, but by the Spirit of God. That's where the right spirit of power is.
Ephesians 6:11. Mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Setaani.
Nti mubamu n'enkwe wakati
omwo. That it involves schemes.
Bayinza okusalira olukwe.
They can plot a scheme for you. And they tell you what?
Leero kati esala sabayo edakiika emu.
Today prayer, a prayer of 1 minute.
Lwaki?
Why?
Mwe munsalirawo.
Are you the ones who decide for me?
Omwoyo anasalawo esawa.
The Spirit will decide.
Bayinza okusalira n'agamba, ah,
they can say, you pray for 6 hours. And
too,
are you the Spirit? The Spirit will decide for me.
He
wants us to start this time.
He
wants to say a second. He may tell you to speak just a word. And it remains a prayer. We have been starting schemes. He may tell you, you call Holy Ghost to lead you.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire. And you remember what have I spoken. Your combat must be very full.
For
even the schemes may come in the midst of your prayer.
No, sir. Yes.
And you pray Jesus in the name of Jesus. Jesus in the name of Jesus. I pray you get and give me. And you forget
this.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
speak and give me. And you forget. The Spirit will get from mine and will give you.
And you pray,
Jesus in the name of Jesus. Jesus in the name of Jesus. Get and give me. You are in the schemes praying within them. And it ends up
here
in Isaiah 26:16. Where you pray prayers and you groan and there's nothing important within it.
and you birth wind, and you've prayed, and you've groaned, and you've walked up and down.
But
men know you are wasting your time.
And they
speak it so much in Job.
When they
say we move up and down, but we don't see God working.
That
they can put in the skins and you pray your own.
Atulimu Ephesians 6:12.
Kubanga
tetumegana na musayi na mubiri.
What we fight with, we understood them as we studied principalities. That these are fallen angels. They have never been flesh and blood. They are not demons of the dead. The one we fight with, the one
who
say we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, what we fight with, they have never been flesh with blood. We are fallen angels, and they are. Praise Jesus. They are not demons of the dead that would have been able to handle them. But because these are fallen angels, we too, we join on the holy angels, and we put on the combat here, which accept us to be in that war. And don't be here, I tell you. You send an angel, Michael, with a sword, tear, and he will tear. But you are the one who tear every day, you are the one who binds, you are the one who fires. As if you have a fire you are getting from and you fire.
What you ghosting and
they are in the room, they are beating the devil. They are jabbing the devil seriously. Others even bold guards, they have
formed.
They get their shigan and they mold within a tree.
But
when they are there, they hit the shoot. They fall down and they are shooting them. And you begin to shoot. You copy in the films and you begin to imitate that. That's why I told you the devil is one who brings in schemes of his.
Daniel 11:35-40,
he makes foolish even the saints.
And
makes them do things which are not real of children. And you be there to shoot yourself with your mouth.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri wabula naba masasa nabo buyinza nabafuga ensi abomukizikiza kino
bafuga ensi eno mbitaka jetulabye.
They rule this world according to the levels we've seen.
We've
seen the spiritual world or the church, where they put religions and different beliefs. We've seen the political field and the way they put political parties which are different and divisions. And we saw the economic and the way they move them. They rule in every angle. And we saw the move, the social relations according to clans. We saw the health and the way they do them. They rule the darkness of this world, but they are ruling the real world.
You
can't even see them in the chair seated.
When you go in the
place this chair, do you find a fallen angel seated? They hide within the people. Yet they are reigning over this world.
Ephesians 6:12. era bwe mulimala okulokola era bwe mulimala okukola byonna
bwe tulimala okukola ebyokulwanyisa
byonna
kati enjiri
now the gospel
we give
it time to clothe it
tufune engatto
to get a shoe
nga tuli mu njiri
it were the gospel of peace
n'ojjuza ebyawandiikibwa nga mwoyo mutukuvu
akuwandiikamu
n'omanya nti bwe mbayingidde mu
kusaawe
ntambulira mu byandikwa
bwereere
bwe mba ngenda mu kusaba okw'okuweebwa ntambulira mu byandikwa
bwereere
bwe mba ngenda mu kusaba
okw'okuweebwa
ntambulira mu byandikwa
bwereere
bwe mba ngenda mu ssala y'olutalo
ntambulira
mu byandikwa
bwereere
bwe mba njagala okubuulira
omuseminisidde
nsobola okutambulira mu byandikwa
bwereere
naye byonna nayo birina
oda
bwe kubanga weetegese bulungi
wansi enjiri
atulimba Efeso essula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi
n'essatu
era bwe mulimala okukola byonna musobole okuyimirira kale muyimirirenga nga mwesibye mu kiwato kyammwe amazima
amazima g'ekigambo kya
Katonda
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kino amazima tumumanyiye Kristo.
Truth we know him is the Lord Jesus.
Yohane 10:16.
John 1:16.
Na yeye atugamba.
But he told us.
Yohane.
In John.
Yesu lene yokutana.
John 5.
Olunyura mwo mwene.
Verse 39.
Ndi ebyawandikwa byonna byogera ku
ye. All scriptures speak of him.
Oyo ye mazima oyina
okubanga omuyina ebyawandikwa byonna. You must be having him all the scriptures.
Baleeta kino oleeta kino.
They bring this you bring the other. They hit this you hit the other. That you tighten that truth in the waist. But we know truth is the Holy Scriptures.
And it came
in the scroll by which was written about. According to Hebrews 10. Ephesians 6:14. Righteousness in the chaste. Righteousness, how can you put it on? Bible tells you, Romans 10, from verse
9,
that a person believes with his heart to be given righteousness. But that faith, and is right, is
right
in Romans 10:17. You have to first hear the word of God, and you get the right faith. And it must be command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little and there a little, in the different books. According to Isaiah 28, from verse 9 to
13,
to be able to wrestle them down, the place spread has to be righteousness.
You
must be believing scriptures. Not in stories.
It.
If your prayer don't say, like as pastor so say it, or just as so and so scientist say it,
you
must be with the whole scriptures. They are the ones which make our righteousness. You shouldn't claim that so and so claimed and said this. No.
Ephesians 6:15. Okweteekateeka okw'enkiri ey'emirembe.
Nagambye enjiri wansi mu bigere.
The gospel down in the foot.
Nga mugiteeseteese bulungi nga bwe twayogedde.
And where as we spoke about it.
Bw'oba oyingidde mu ssala ya kwenenya.
Enter prayer of repentance.
Manya nsooka kukulumiza Katonda.
I first glorify the Father.
Okimanyi bulungi.
You know it very well.
Mulimu ebyawandiikwa byonna nga tukulukutira mu ssala ya kwenenya.
And the flow in prayer of repentance.
Nga weeteeseteese n'eyo enjiri
bulungi. And you prepared your gospel like that well.
Oyingira mu ssala
eyo kwenenya. When I enter prayer of
repentance.
I know how to glorify God and worship Him for this fast. That prayer is what is every
fast.
But I have to know.
Ebyawandiikwa bikwatagana okuweebwa
bibiriwa. Just concerning being given, where are they?
Nti wayogera Mukama.
That you spoke, Lord.
Nonyo bakabaka n'obutuukirivu.
This is the kingdom and righteousness. This will be added on us.
Wabula bwe kibeera bwe
kiri Mukama. But if it's like that, Lord.
Bakabaka ntegedde
kino. I have known this and this in the kingdom.
Kati wasuubiza.
Now you promise.
Nti bino nabinyongera.
That you will add me this one.
Era wayogera Matayo.
And you spoke in Matthew.
Mukaga.
6.
Nti omanyi bye
neetaaga. That you know what I need. Before I pray for them.
Naye wangamba.
But you told me.
Nti okuyita mu kusaba.
That through prayer. I tell you what I need. And you say that you probably gave me to them. But I pray, angel of scales, that you may bring them through your spirit, whom you sell and you get from yours, and it brings for me.
in order preparing yourself well, this generation we look at, which is full of knowledge of God.
I'm praying,
going for prayer of repentance, I glorify the Lord first. I glorify Him, and I praise Him, and I pull my voice down. Prayer of repentance, and the prayer to be given like that. Your voice is down. When I enter warfare, I first glorify the Lord, and I honor Him, and I show Him the wars He's fought, which He has overcome, which is finished. And this one, I show Him, you finished it long time, Lord. For you say it, you, the one you glorified, you glorified them, Lord. The one you chose, you glorified them. And I put my scriptures down of warfare. I first show Him all the wars He's fought and He overcame. And I show the one the devil is lost. And then I ask for the army. Even scripture saying that you are the Lord of hosts. And it's led by the Holy Spirit. For they too are your children. And you enter warfare. And you pull angels, show God, work on this. You work on this. And you take the warfare ahead. Even when you're going to preach, in you must have a preparation of the gospel. Don't prepare it on the paper. No. Within you must have been prepared well. And the Spirit read them well within you. When you reach the Adventist, He knows the scriptures which will handle them. He knows the Muslim which will handle them. He knows the wizard, how we can drive them.
Don't pretend you see
the other found him in a throne. Unless when he asks it, then he speaks. Each person, God has prepared you with a gospel for them. And let me tell you, when you humble the Spirit prepares you, when you reach the gathering, you just look at them and He tells you, start from here. You don't have any panic that I didn't write God when I'm going to preach them. When you reach there, the situation is different. And in the paper you wrote something else. Ephesians 6:16. The shield of faith has to be held. We know that faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. But its shield, where is that? How do we believe? We believe like Isaiah 28:9-13. Command by command. Two, three commands, or four and above. Two scriptures, three, four and above. That is how the shield moves. You shouldn't be having one scripture on every issue. You must have two and above scriptures. That is our shield. As they bring this, you two put the other. That's for the shield. We see the master using it in Luke 4. The devil tells him, it is written, you jump, they will send angels who have all you. But they must be hearing scriptures clear. How does the shield work? The shield comes saying, it is written, test not the Lord your God. That is the shield of faith. It comes from hearing. He hears God's word and he puts the shield of faith. They understood me well. That's how it should be moving. In this warfare, we're going to fight with principalities and the armies of the ones on our side. Whom God speaks of when reading 1 Kings 6, that the ones on our side are more than the ones. Angels who remained who never fell are many, more than the ones who fell. Praise Jesus. The same war. All creations are on our side. According to Romans 8:18-25. All creations, the stars,
the kingdom of the stars, the animals, the insects, the birds, all of them we can put them in the womb. And this time, we can decide all the sacrifices never to ever work, which have been offering. Remember the sons of Elijah, and the men gave cows and bulls, and they even cut themselves by the sacrifice they were not working. The creations, you restore them on our side, and they begin to serve under us. Praise Jesus. If you read it, time is past. Let me explain, we shall begin from here. As we finish this combat, on the other day of Sunday, we have to see how heaven appears and the door of heaven and the questions on it. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.